Chewy Garcia, however, has decided yes. Catchy, isn't it?
It is.
In a very well orchestrated announcement that he was not standing for re-election, Luis Gutierrez went ahead and endorsed Chewy Garcia. And I wonder if the mayor had anything to do with this.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
We welcome to WDLS Radio, Chewy Garcia, would love to be the next congressman, replacing Congressman Gutierrez. Welcome back, Commissioner. We appreciate your time this morning. The mayor's fingerprints, since you were a big competitor in his last reelection effort, did the mayor have anything to do with saying, okay, Luis Gutierrez, I'm going to help make you rich. Chewy Garcia, I'm going to get you out of town.
Good morning, John and Ray. It's great to be on your show. No, the mayor did not have anything to do with my decision to enter the race or with Luis's decision to retire, announce his retirement from Congress at the end of his term. I believe there's a great urgency in the U.S. Congress, especially under this administration and the composition of the Congress, to have an immigrant voice, someone who came to this country 52 years ago, who is embedded in the immigrant reality that comprises so much of the 4th Congressional District, someone who will fight for protection of the young people who could be deported if there isn't a resolution of the DACA executive order. And of course, someone who is going to fight and build coalitions to bring a comprehensive immigration reform in the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, Chewy Garcia joining us. He's a Cook County Commissioner declaring for the 4th Congressional District, wants to be the candidate.
15,000 signatures in just about a week. That's a lot of support. That's fast work for you. Bernie Sanders backs you. I mean, that's good for the young vote. I would imagine, and of course, you backed him. I would have to imagine that you've got to be the front runner in this thing right now. Do you feel the same?
Well, I feel good. This was a showing of the support that we have across the 4th Congressional District. We had signatures from the 5 wards who lie almost entirely in the 4th Congressional District on the northwest side of Chicago. We had signatures from, I think, every suburban community that connects the north with the south side of Chicago. And of course, we had many signatures from the southwest side. So I feel like this was a real demonstration of the strength that I carry in this race.
You've already mentioned immigration, Chewy Garcia. What other issues do you think need to be addressed for your constituents specifically here in the city of Chicago?
Well, because this is such a working class constituency of the 4th Congressional District, I think that ensuring a livable minimum wage, like at least $15 an hour that Bernie Sanders has championed over the last couple of years, making college affordability so that those who graduate aren't crushed with debt for a decade or two, fixing Obamacare, improving it, Medicare for all would be very important. And I think removing the influence of big money from politics would also be priorities for a working class district like the 4th CD.
How do we get manufacturing and jobs back to the area? I mean, that seems to be where we need to start for this town.
Absolutely. Manufacturing is critical to the future of the Chicagoland area. There are almost 5,000 firms that need successor owners and managers. Worker co-ops need to be created to enable people who are entrepreneurial, who want to modernize those firms and grow those firms so that that is the basis for beginning. We also have the possibility of bringing clean, modern manufacturing to Chicago. Chicago has always been a big manufacturer. Now we've got to retool to do it in the 21st century. This is key to providing good paying jobs. And
Chewy Garcia is here. He's Cook County Commissioner. He's now declared that he would like to replace Luis Gutierrez in the 4th.
Chewy, Mr. Garcia, what would your pitch to Amazon be to get their business to come to our town?
I think Amazon should demonstrate how they're coming to Chicagoland would be a benefit to people who today do not have good paying jobs, to people who need additional training to be able to access the jobs that they have, and that they're not just here to take advantage of government welfare for corporations. We need to see a plan that shows that they want to be good neighbors in the Chicagoland area.
And Commissioner, I'm afraid we're out of time, but thank you much for jumping on short notice this morning, and good luck.
Thank you, John Ray.
Take care. That is Chuy Garcia joining us here on WLS.